For me, it was more of a realization in seventh grade when me and all of my friends that I was hanging out with were all going through a lot of challenges and just trying to figure out who we were. And it was a strange time because none of us knew what was going on, and we were all having our internal struggles. And then, kind of at the end of the year, we all learned we had a crush on the same girl. And we talked to each other, and it was very strange because we were like, "Wait, you like girls too? Is that all right?" That I had a boyfriend at that current time, and it was strange because I didn't know at that time what my like sexual identity was, and I guess I'm still like trying to come to a conclusion what that is, and I don't think I necessarily have to. I can just feel what I feel and just be myself, which is, I think, the best thing. And I've kind of come to terms with that I don't need to have a label because it's those exact labels and boxes that cause discrimination. A lot of teachers play it off as talking about, the LGBTQ community is such a big deal in their classroom that it's too controversial. You don't want to cause arguments and tension in a classroom environment, and it doesn't matter. I mean, yes, it's going to maybe be different than other people's views, but they are facts that need to get shared because so often, because people are scared to share them, that they're just overlooked, and that only plays more into the fear because it's something that's unknown to them.